Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at March 14, 2025. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce a Serbian academic, Ratko Ristić. He's best known for engaging in pro-Kremlin, ultranationalist politics and propaganda while undermining business ties between Serbia and the EU. Serbia, along with Belarus, remains Russia's staunchest European ally amid its aggression against Ukraine. Not only have they refused to impose sanctions, but Serbia has also become a regional disinformation hub, destabilizing the wider region. Beyond foreign malign influence, Serbia's nationalist revisionist regime, rooted in the 1990s, has aligned with Russia's aggressive, anti-liberal nationalist bloc. Serbian far-right groups are also well-known supporters of Russian imperialism. Ratko Ristić is a professor at the University of Belgrade, UB, working in the Faculty of Forestry. His expertise in forestry has apparently made him a geopolitical expert, and he's well known in Serbian media for his staunch anti-Western, revisionist views. As UB's vice rector for international activities, Ristić has been pressured to cut ties with Russian institutions. But this hasn't stopped him. He still attended the Kremlin-backed Nevsky Forum in June 2024. Ristić hasn't hidden his close ties to Russian politicians. In August 2024, he visited Russia with the group We, Power of the People to meet State Duma members Sergei Glazev and Sergei Baburin. Glazev was one of the funders of the pro-Kremlin protests in Ukraine in 2014. For years, he has argued against sanctions on Russia, claiming Serbia should distance itself from Western values. He also ran on pro-Russian extremist election lists in 2023, Nationalist Gathering, and 2024, We, Power of the People. Ristić has actively participated in pro-Kremlin events. In DEC 2024, he was a main speaker at an event by Doctors and Parents for Science and Ethics, man there's a lot of irony in that name, a Serbian anti-vaxxer conspiracy group. Serbia is full of extremist pro-Kremlin media outlets, even paramilitary groups. Ratko loves them. He publicly supports Dejan Peters-Ludinovic, owner of disinformation media channel Srbininfo, and Damjan Knežević, leader of the hooligan group People's Patrols. Ratko's Vatnik Y activism also includes spreading nonsense about NATO. His favorite false claim is that NATO intentionally used depleted uranium bombs in 1999 to cause long-term negative health effects on Serbian citizens. As is tradition, Ristić attacks those exposing Kremlin propaganda. He co-signed a petition against Serbian journalist-slash-activist Dinko Gruanjic, labeling him both racist and neo-fascist. Paradoxically, Ristić gained popularity among Serbia's so-called pro-Western opposition for opposing a lithium mine project in Jadar. As director of UB's Environmental Protection Committee, he was often quoted by Serbian media. The Jadar lithium deposit, discovered in 2004, could supply 90% of Europe's lithium needs. Geopolitically, Russia and China don't want Serbia growing closer to the West, especially since Jadar may hold Europe's largest lithium reserves. This aligns with the global mineral wars. While the US eyes rare earth minerals in Greenland, Canada, and Ukraine, China is securing other sources. Since 2004, Serbia has become a hotspot in this conflict. Ristić has led a disinformation campaign against the Jadar project, claiming Germany wants to turn Serbia into a mining colony for its auto industry and that the mine would cause irreversible environmental damage. Along with colleagues from the Serbian Academy of Sciences and Arts, SANU, Ristić has spread disinformation about Jadar across Serbian media, boosting his popularity among Serbian citizens. Ristić and others have exploited Serbian fears about the environment while staying mostly silent on the severe environmental damage caused by Chinese and completely silent on Russian mining projects elsewhere in Serbia. Despite being promoted by Serbian media as an expert opposition to Serbia's pro-Russia government, Ristić subtly serves Russian interests while actively fueling anti-EU sentiment. The second edition of Vatnik Soup, The Ultimate Guide to Russian Disinformation, is officially out. You can order your copy here. Thanks to @mio_kapor for helping me brew this soup.